You are enough. You have done enough. You will continue to do more. But you need to start to enjoy the day to day. You need to start to appreciate where you are and what you've already accomplished, or this whole journey is not going to be a lot of fun.
Welcome to She Leads First, a podcast for female entrepreneurs who are ready to build a brand that will become a revenue-generating machine. Hey guys, I'm Emily Sincotta, a brand and business strategist with years of experience in both marketing and online product development. Each week, myself and my guests are going to share our own experiences and knowledge with you so that you can figure out exactly what about your brand is going to keep people coming back for more. You'll leave this podcast equipped with the confidence to tackle those big goals that are going to scale the impact of your brand and your bank account. It's time for you to embody that CEO energy and start leading first. After all, you're building more than just a business. You are building a movement.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of She Leads First. I am coming at you with a quickie today that feels so important and so near and dear to me right now and is trickling through in how I serve my clients. And it all started to shift when I turned 30. I turned 30 a couple months ago back in February, and I feel like something altered permanently in my brain chemistry. And I was able to release myself from this almost like prison of pressure that I had put on myself and didn't even know I was living in it. But as soon as I turned 30, it's like somebody just released the pressure valve, freed me from my cage, opened the door, and was like, go ahead, you're fine. Go live life. Everything's good. And this cage that I had put myself in was this pressure of like needing to have hit these milestones and be at a certain place in my life by a certain time. And the reason why 30 was so important in this release, in this transformation here, is I didn't realize how many subconscious timelines I had for myself that I needed to hit by the time I turned 30. Growing up, I had this vision for myself of like what life was going to look like when I was 30. And I can tell you what some of these things were. And these, I don't even know where I picked them up. I guess just society. Some of them date back to when I was super young. I set these goals, but they just stuck with me. But I haven't hit these particular goals yet in my life. So for example, I decided at a very young age, by the time I was 30, I would be a multimillionaire. We have not hit that milestone yet. I thought I would be a homeowner. I thought that I would have multiple children by now, even though I didn't want to be married. I wanted to be a single mom when I was a kid. We'll unpack that later. But I did also at the same time, you know, I thought I'd be married, I'd be settled, my life would be all figured out basically. And those were the markers that I had for that success. I have none of those right now. And I don't want any of those right now. I don't even know where I want to settle permanently. I'm trying to get out of LA, but I don't know where I want to go. And so to be a homeowner right now would be ludicrous. Why would I buy somewhere I don't know if I want to be there? And the rest are all things I'm like, well, I could take it or leave it. I'm perfectly happy with my life. But in the back of my mind, I was holding on so tightly to like, you have to have these milestones by the time you're 30. But then 30 came this year. And I had to sit and I had to reflect on all of these pieces that I was like, you're not successful if you don't do X, Y, and Z. And I got to look at them and I got to say, is this true? Yes or no? And my honest in my gut answer was, you don't need any of those to be successful. You don't need any of those by 30 more so to be successful. You get to define what success feels like for you. And that's what you have been doing. Your brain, the programming, just hadn't caught up to where you were in your life and how you've defined these things. And I don't know how old you are. Maybe you're older than 30 and you're like, yep, Emily, I had that same realization when I turned 30, like welcome to the good side. Or maybe you didn't, but you need to hear it now. Or maybe you're younger than me and you're like, okay, this is great prep. Or maybe you just need to hear this reminder too. Because I swear that realization of like, I haven't hit these goals, but everything's okay. freed me. And I need to bring this conversation forward to you, no matter where you're at in life and what your goals are for yourself, because we hold so tightly to timelines and milestones as entrepreneurs and thinking that like we need to have a certain amount of success by a certain date or in a certain amount of time. We hold so tightly to that. We wrap up so much of our self-worth and our worthiness as business owners in this that I believe it quite literally hinders our progress. Not only that, but it creates an unnecessary amount of pressure and makes the process of entrepreneurship unenjoyable because of it. And so I was feeling this in my own life today and reflecting on this, but I also see this come up all the time with clients, and I see it all the time with business owners and in the online space, especially where we see wins being shared by other people online. And we put so much pressure on these made up ideas, these made up milestones, these made up numbers, like I have to hit six figures by the end of my first year in business, or I have to be having these high value 10K months. Like for some reason, 10K months is the first number to be put on a pedestal. And then it's 20K, and then it's 30K, and then it's 50K, and then it's 100K, and then it's $1 million months. And it's like, yeah, those are really exciting things to strive for if that genuinely makes you happy, but there's no gold medal waiting for you once you get there. There's just the next goal. And so what is the rush and what is the pressure and what is the timeline that you've assigned to that and why? What is the meaning of if you hit this, if you hit six figures in a year, what does that mean about you? Really think about that. And I'm saying this as somebody who got caught up in that as well. And I feel like, again, this is the something switched when I turned 30. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care anymore if I hit these goals by a certain time. And again, this isn't saying that I don't set goals for myself. I absolutely still do. But the pressure of like, this has to happen by this date, or this means X, Y, and Z about me, I've let that go. And I have to tell you that it feels really phenomenal on the other side of it. And it's also made space for so many new things to come into my life that I couldn't see when I had such tunnel vision and such intensity around these timelines, around if I hit this by that date, then I'll be worthy. Then I can show people how great I am. Then people will love me. That's always what it comes back to, right? We're just looking for status. We're looking for love. We're looking for acceptance. We're looking for ways to prove that we are worthy. And I think that's why we put so much pressure on like, I have to do X, Y, and Z quickly. It's because then we feel like we'll have proof to point to and say, see, I am worthy. I can do this. I am capable. I am somebody that you should look up to. I am successful. But who are we trying to prove that to? That validation that we want from these milestones, from these timelines, is truly only validation that we can give ourselves. I got so caught up in this as, you know, a teen and in college, chasing these milestones and having these accomplishments to stack. Because I truly thought that the more accomplishments that I stacked by an early age, as well. It wasn't even just, can I get these accomplishments? It was, can I have them faster? I thought I would be more loved. I thought that I would have more meaningful relationships. I thought that I would have a higher value in other people's eyes. But the problem wasn't how other people viewed me. The problem was truly how I viewed myself, but I had no grasp of that concept. And I feel like I'm not the only one who was stuck in that. I feel like we are trained to think that way, that the more you accomplish, the more lovable you are, the more worthy you are. But we're playing a dangerous game with that in entrepreneurship because there is no finish line. There's always going to be a bigger and better accomplishment. There's always going to be somebody who's moving faster than you, just like there's always going to be someone who's moving slower than you. And so we have to stop comparing ourselves. We really have to exit that timeline. Because you're never behind. You are never behind. I hope you found some meaning in my passionate riff to you today, because I have found myself just feeling so frustrated and sad for everybody stepping into the online space, everybody working so hard to build their business and comparing themselves online to other people's timelines. and holding themselves to these arbitrary standards of I need to achieve X, Y, and Z now or by this date, when in reality, those don't hold meaning. They are deadlines that we have created for ourselves. They are self-imposed. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes giving yourself a deadline, a goal like that can be incredibly motivating, but can also be incredibly demotivating when you are using it as a way to tell yourself that you are not far enough along or you have not accomplished enough yet. You are enough. You have done enough. You will continue to do more, but you need to start to enjoy the day to day. You need to start to appreciate where you are and what you've already accomplished, or this whole journey is not going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know about you, but I signed up for entrepreneurship to enjoy the heck out of my life. I did not want to be dictated by other people's timelines. Isn't that the irony? I did not want to be on someone else's schedule. So I decided I'm going to take the risk on myself. I'm going to bet on myself and I'm going to create something so much more enjoyable and so much better. So why would you opt in to someone else's timelines again when you already opted out of them? You are here for a reason. You are on your own journey. It is truly as cheesy as it sounds. It is you versus you. And guess what? There's no competition. Find what feels good to you. Find the enjoyment in the process. And that's how we're going to start to have a whole lot more fun on entrepreneurship. Okay? Deal? Promise? Thank you so much for tuning in with me for today's episode. I appreciate you being here so much. If you gained something out of this today, please pay it forward. Go send a positive affirmation to a friend. Send me a DM on Instagram. Let me know what your big takeaway was. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll see you in the next episode.